You're listening to Irish Radio Canada's Home and Abroad, and we're featuring directors this week whose movies are screening at the Irish Film Festival here in Ottawa, which is underway on April 24th to April 26th. And we saw a few years ago a fantastic movie called Zoo. Well, the same director, Colin McIver, has No Ordinary Heist being screened this year, and that is on Sunday at 1 p.m. And Colin is here with me. Colin, thanks a million for taking the time. No Ordinary Heist, because I don't want to start talking about Zoo or we'll never get to No Ordinary Heist. No Ordinary Heist is a story that in Ireland certainly people would be aware of, that two employees of the Northern Bank were effectively, their families were kidnapped, and they were put in a position where they had to cooperate in a crime. Bringing that to the screen, first of all, what inspired you, and how much of a challenge was it?
Yeah, it was one of those seismic events that happened over here when I was at a point in my early sort of career, you know, moving from graphic design into filmmaking, that it just was one of those events that really stuck in my mind, that, you know, that's pretty incredible. You know, the largest cash heist in British and Irish history, where the gang never stepped foot inside the bank. You know, it was sort of, so that the level of, you know, meticulous detail there intrigued me. But to be honest, it was more the human story of the two men inside the bank and what they had to go through for their families. So it was one that just bubbled for quite a while. And I put together what you would call a vomit draft quite early on. I wrote the first screenplay, and then it did quite well in terms of it got a bit of interest. And then I brought a Dublin writer called Aisling Corstein on with me. And she was amazing. She just helped mold it and get it into shape. And I was just always taken by the two-hander of the two men.
To put it in context as well, this is post-Troubles, because as we were talking a little before we started recording here, that, you know, I was in the bank in Dublin and my wife was in the bank, and this was back in the 70s, and bank robberies were rife and they were all over the place. But we had got to a point in 2004 where things had calmed down somewhat in the banking industry.
Yes.
So this was certainly an anomaly and very different in every respect.
Yeah, I mean, there's been a lot of political fallout afterwards as to what the bank robbery meant to society, and what its role was, and who was behind it, and, you know, why it happened, and, you know, around the time of the Good Friday Agreement. So there's a huge amount of political intrigue as well there as to why it happened. But yeah, as you said, it just entirely came out of the blue, you know. I mean, there's a lot of big, you know, seismic moments happening, but I think this one in particular was just a moment of my goodness, you know. So, and again, that's what made it cinematic for me, that this could play on a global scale.
A movie like this is not one that you can shoot in a small studio. The nature of it is that you need outside scenes. So was there a lot of production work involved here?
Oh yeah, independent filmmaking in itself is incredibly difficult, you know, and luckily I had a bunch of brilliant producers, you know, namely Ruth Carter, Damon Lee, and Joanna Hogan, and they, you know, there's a well-trodden path now, you know, when you film Irish movies over here, where you tap into Southern money and Northern money. So we went into that model as well, along with, you know, we got some US private finance, and, you know, UK private finance. But yeah, I mean, we shot for the guts of 6 weeks, maybe even shorter than that. We actually lost a day with a storm over here. But yes, it was an ordeal. But I've got to say that I always looked at it as a bit of a chamber piece, you know, a two-hander inside a vault. Once we had got those locations, we had to shoot half the shoot in Dublin and the other half up north in Belfast.
Mm-hmm.
So we did all the interior bank stuff in Dublin. So the management floor, the vault, all that sort of stuff in Dublin. And then all the exteriors, we were lucky enough to film right beside the old Northern Bank in the alleyway where the actual event happened. So, but yeah, it was no small feat. But, you know, as I say, all it independent filmmaking is a, you know, it's an old producer friend describes it as gathering cats in a storm, and it couldn't be a better phrase, you know, by the time you've got your cast together and your finance together and out the door. And yeah.
You mentioned getting your cast together. I mentioned briefly that we had seen Zoo here a few years ago. Zoo was a very different story, so a very different type of cast. So when it comes again to a movie like this and you go looking for cast, did you have people in mind?
Yeah, I mean, it was more I approach writing and the whole craft from more of a visual perspective. As I said, I was going down the road of a graphic designer for a while before I, in 1995, watched a bunch of movies that sort of changed my direction. So I always pictured, the stature of people and, even the color of the hair, their heights, stuff like that, and then sort of started to narrow it down. But again, the difficult part of independent filmmaking is, getting your cast, so, because that's what triggers the finance, but we had lots of thoughts here, there, and everywhere, but we ended up where we ended up, and I couldn't be happier. And I know it's a bit of an old cliche in filmmaking, but the cast came together, and you just couldn't think of any cast better. I'd worked with Michelle Fairley on a previous film, my first film, and Patty Jenkins, so I knew if hopefully I could get those guys as sort of secondary roles that we'd have a solid movie. But to get Eddie Marzan, who is just a walking, validator for independent film, and then the shooting star that is Anna Hardwick, was just a dream come true.
And you mentioned something there that intrigued me. You said you need to line them up before you can kind of get the financing. I would have thought you would have needed the financing before you could line up the actors.
It's massive chicken and egg. That's the because of the escrow system and all the rest. You offer a role to an actor, their agents want the money put in, so whether it happens or not, and the thing is, you can't get that money until you've got the actor's name signing on a dotted line. So it's, and then you've got their dates. The likes of Eddie works 366 days of the year. Right. So to try and make his schedule work, that's why it's a really difficult discipline to make a living at. It's so hard to align all the stars,
And in relation then to the concepts, and I'll go back briefly to Zoo and then this, totally different as well. So is there a danger as a director that you get typecast the way an actor can?
Yeah, that's been a thing for me over the last few years that I think probably helped get No Ordinary Heist bubble to the top was everyone really enjoyed Zoo, charming, lovely family drama, and it's done incredibly well. And, I'm very appreciative that we got that made and out the door, but it definitely put me in a sort of in a little silo that meant that I didn't have any big boy material at that stage, I had short films and stuff, but they all tended to be sort of not lighthearted, but certainly, they weren't crime related. So, it definitely, you can get typecast very easily. So, it's funny now, I've got No Ordinary Heist out the door that, even in the last few weeks since it's been released over here in the UK and Ireland, it's just funny the material that starts to arrive on your desk, because they now see you can direct crime and create tension and work with strong actors and stuff like that. So it was it's just another building block along the way.
Fantastic. Well, Colin, we better remind everybody, if you want to get tickets, Irish Film Festival, Ottawa.ca, you can get individual tickets for movies, or you can get a pass for the whole series. And that's running April 24th to 26th. No Ordinary Heist is on Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. as far as I recall, 1:30, 1 p.m. And I certainly would strongly, based on what I've seen in Zoo and Colin's work, would strongly recommend that you put this one on your calendar for the weekend. And what better way to spend a Sunday afternoon, and seeing as we're getting Irish weather and it's nice and rainy, and it's a good place to go on a Sunday afternoon is to go to the cinema. Colin, thank you so much for taking the time. It's been a real pleasure chatting with you, and congratulations on a fantastic portfolio of work.
Thank you very much, and so appreciate that Zoo played there before as well. So it's lovely that there's a bit of a homecoming happening.